You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Sonia Villa-Olivas and Margie Bricky with the Alumni Association office here on campus. And as you may have noticed, there are a lot of things going on campus, but there are always a lot of things going on behind the scenes in the alumni relations, and they're here to talk about the office, some of the programs they have, but also something special that's happening tomorrow. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you. Thank you, Louis.
Now, as I mentioned, you know, a lot of things going on campus because of the technology, because of web pages and stuff that we have. A lot of the alums who are not in El Paso are able to see the progression of what's going on with their campus.
It's true.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, tell us, what kind of reaction have you had from people who were not aware of all these things going on, and all of a sudden they go, whoa, what's going on here?
It's really exciting, especially with this, in particular, with this project that we have going on with these UTEP picnics across the country. And they definitely are going online. Even people that are visiting other cities, for example, that see that something's going on New York on that day and they happen to be there, they're going to join that picnic. So it's been really nice to have that technology. And, of course, with all the transformation, the construction going on campus, they all are aware of it. They know about it. They hear about it. They get to visually see it online. So it's really exciting.
Now, Sonia, as far as the picnic itself, as Margie mentioned, it's all over the nation, perhaps maybe all over the world. Who never knows? Who
exactly.
Never knows. Somebody might have a picnic in the middle of the night. But anyway, tell us a little bit about how this idea came about.
And actually, we do have a picnic going on in the Kingdom of Bhutan as well. So we have alumni there that have stepped up, and as well as last year, which was our first year. As far as the picnic, the picnics across the country, the idea came about last year, and actually probably like a month out of the actual event. And it was brought about by our VP, who is Richard Daniel. And he had this great idea. And so it was a way of engaging alumni across the country and perhaps around the world, like you stated before. And so we, took the ball and ran with it. And so we coordinated all of these picnics across the country. We made a call out for hosts all over the country, like I stated, and everybody stepped up to the plate. We didn't have any problems. We still don't have any problems with people wanting to host. And so it's just been a really great process, and it's evolving. People are incorporating more event activities into the picnics. People have different takes on the picnics. Like, for instance, in New York, they're going to get together at Central Park, and they're having a pizza party. So, and then in other locations, it might be at a restaurant or a bowling alley or, you know, just whatever the area lends itself to.
And Margie, what a great way to spread the word about UTEP. You know, Central Park is a major area in New York. A lot of tourists will be going through there, and all of a sudden they see something and they say, UTEP, University of Texas El Paso, what is that? And I'm sure the curiosity, I mean, a great recruiting tool too.
It is. And so, as Sonia said, this was an outreach effort, and it's been thought about but actually implemented last year for the first time. And this is our second year. Just the outreach and the ability for our alumni to act as hosts and liaisons, and that connection, you know, that we can't do since we can't be everywhere, is wonderful. I mean, it's far-reaching. They've grown. We're up to 23 picnics,
yes,
across the country.
From 17 last year.
Mm-hmm. And all the major cities, really, we've pretty much targeted all the major cities. And so it is an incredible effort. And it's not only for the engagement for that moment. Our plan is for them to be connected to one another, where they happen to be, and then connect them back to the university. So, for example, in Chicago last year was their first year, and so they've continued the group that went last year, going to dinner together, going out to the theater. That's what this is about, too. It's connecting alumni to each other where they happen to be, and then back to the university. And Chicago this year is at a ball game, so that's cool. They get a game, they get, you know, everything that goes with that, and they get to see each other again.
You know, it's ironic you mention a ball game, because the first I was in Chicago and at Wrigley Field, so I said, might as well check it out. Mm-hmm. When will I ever do this again? So I was wearing a Miner cap. And this guy looked at me and goes, UTEP Miners? I said, yes. I said, you know who we are? He goes, well, I remember the 66
yes,
championship, mm-hmm. and I said Texas Western, and then Coach Price and all that stuff. And I said, well, good.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. Again, like you said, mm-hmm. People see the pic, the banners. And as you mentioned, Sonia, last year you had 17. This year you have 23. So what kind of reaction did you have last year, and what kind of turnout? And I guess depending on where you're going, again, as Margie mentioned, baseball, Central Park, the flavor of the picnic will be different.
Right, exactly. We had actually a really good turnout last year. We had over 1,000 folks attending in all the different locations. This year, we're seeing a little bit of an increase in some of the locations that were a little less attended last year. And then also last year, we had some folks traveling from the university. Like one of the deans here was in New York, I believe, and she was able to attend the picnic there. So, we encourage folks that are traveling to look on our website to see if there's a picnic location this weekend that they can attend. So,
as I mentioned, you all are busy year-round, and then the picnic is just one of the many events. So give us a brief kind of peek a little bit as to what is going on behind the scenes, perhaps even a sneak preview. If you can, tell us about some certain things that are happening, because as everyone knows, Centennial is coming up in September 23rd of 2014. Mm-hmm. But you guys, I'm sure, are already planning a lot of things for this upcoming year.
Exactly. We are very involved in the Centennial celebration. So there's a lot of, events that we will be involved in. The next event that the Alumni Association is having is the actual golf tournament, our annual golf tournament that will happen on August 16th. And, we have a webpage on that, too, and folks can go on there. If anybody's a golfer, we're looking for teams. And so it's always a really nice event at Butterfield Trail. So that's our next major event that's coming up. And then, of course, we participate in a lot of campus events, like the next big one will be Minor Palooza, the Parents Reception in September. And so, just visit our website, because technology is the way to get information out nowadays. Mm-hmm. Folks are always telling us, I saw it on the webpage or on your Facebook. Facebook is a great venue to advertise or get our information out.
Right. And also homecoming, of course. Yeah, we're heavily planning homecoming as well. That's October 5th. And so that's just always an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. We're just always planning events around homecoming.
Do we already have a theme for homecoming? Not yet.
I don't know if I'm at liberty to say so.
Okay. I know it sounds silly. That's one of those secrets.
Yeah, they tend to roll it out, when they're ready.
Yeah, okay. We let the students do that since they're the ones that come up with the theme.
Yeah, so they take the lead. Mm-hmm. So
traditionally, people think of homecoming as the major event and the only event involving alumni.
Oh,
and they think, well, that's the only time they come back to their home campus, and that's it. But you guys are doing stuff year-round.
We are. And in this year in particular, and leading up to the Centennial, because we're doing the opera and a preview. And then we've got, of course, after Minor Palooza is the first football game of the football season. So the first tailgate party. And so there's a lot of planning for that as well. There's just a year-round things going mm-hmm. on. It used to be that in the summer it was a little bit slower, and now that's just not the case because, as you right. can see, we're really busy year-round.
Sonia, has technology changed a lot of that?
I believe so, because more and more folks rely on technology. That's the way that the world has gone, and it's just going to increase. One of the things that I'd like to take the opportunity to do is for folks, alumni that haven't updated their contact information in a while, to do so, especially their email addresses. Create a Facebook just so you can get information. It's not just to, socialize with other folks. It's a stream of news and information. So mm-hmm. I strongly encourage folks to update their information with us. We rely a lot on technology to get our information out. We do
Definitely.
What we call e-blasting, which is a mass email to all of our alumni. If you have an email, you'll certainly get it from us, and that's how we send out our newsletter as well.
And we actually get, it's interesting, complaints when they
don't get invited.
Well, why didn't I get invited? Well, we don't have your email address. Mm-hmm. So it is imperative that they take it upon themselves and do that, update their information with us, because more and more it's only email blast as opposed to a hard copy of an invitation.
Sure.
Unless we're doing something special, we still do the traditional invitation.
Mailing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And as Sonia mentioned, nowadays people don't really look at their mail. It's usually a bill and even the company.
And then you really don't look at it.
Yeah. Because of that, a lot of people are, you know, going paperless, and everything is going by email. So it's almost essential that you have connected to some kind of technology. And as far as the newsletter that you all talked about, is that a monthly, bimonthly, and what kind of articles do you have?
It's a quarterly newsletter, and we try and keep the Alumni Association members apprised of what's going on with the association, any events coming up. We feature affinity partners. We actually also partner up with, like, the Career Center. We do articles for them, or incorporate information for them, or any event that's coming up. And so we try to highlight a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a message from the Alumni Association president.
And as far as the picnic itself is coming up tomorrow, I would imagine people would go to the alumni page, and then they can click and see if their city is participating and where it's going to be?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly.
And all the information is there. All they do is click a button. Even RSVP, and they can do that as well online. We really encourage you to let us know that you're coming, just as a courtesy, so we can be prepared. I know it's tomorrow, but nonetheless, just let us know that you're coming.
And we mentioned Central Park, and we mentioned you know, the ballpark, but we haven't mentioned El Paso.
That's
so
right.
People are going, well, where's the picnic here?
Okay, so the picnic here is at Memorial Park in the reserved area. It's off of Copia. And it's a beautiful space, and that's where we're going to be, in that enclosed area. And we have lots of great things planned. There's going to be the very traditional type of things, like watermelon eating contest and hula hoop contest for kids. We've got jumping balloons, tattoos, giveaways, ice cream.
It's going to have a big festival kind of feel.
It is.
We're going to have vendors there that are selling UTIP-related items, mm-hmm. and there'll be some games for the adults as well, so dress comfortably. So so it's going to be a lot of fun. We encourage everybody to come. You know, it's really a community event. You know, alumni can bring their families, or mm-hmm. you know, a friend or what have you. We know the community is very supportive of the university, so we welcome them to, and just an RSVP. And so we, like Margie said, so we'll know that they're coming, and it's going to be from 3 to 7 at Memorial Park. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as, as you mentioned, you send out an email for them to RSVP. What do they need to bring, or do they need to bring anything?
So this is how it works. We are providing the hamburgers and hot dogs. We're grilling hamburgers and hot dogs. And everyone else is encouraged to bring their side dish and their drinks to share. So that's how it works.
And as far as going to Memorial Park, if you're heading west, or if you're heading east, can you kind of tell us? It's off Copia, right?
Somewhere? Sure. So You exit on Copia, and you head north, and it's off of Copper Street, mm-hmm. or on Copper Street, excuse me.
We mentioned that tomorrow is a picnic from 3 to 7, so is it still okay to RSVP?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
What number should they call?
747-8600, or they can also email us at alumni@utep.edu.
That number again is 747-8600 or alumni@utep.edu. We're talking about the picnic, which takes place tomorrow from 3 to 7 at Memorial Park. You wanted to mention something
else? I wanted to add something else, yes. We are encouraging also alumni to bring their lawn chairs, their blankets, their tents, their pop-up tents. They are welcome to bring all those things. This is definitely a picnic feel, and that's what it is. So bring whatever it is that you need and want to be comfortable. Your ice chest.
Yeah, we know it's going to be hot out there. So, you know, bring whatever it is that you need to feel comfortable.
Cool
you off. Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Sonia Villa-Olivas and Margie Bricky with the Alumni Association. Once again, the picnic, which takes place tomorrow from 3 to 7. If you want to RSVP, 747-8600. Or if you want to find out more about the picnic, you can also email alumniassociation@utep.edu. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.